Mark Savage versus the Lost Boys featuring Chris Eagles. And in the background here, we have some police or ambulances or something happening at WMFO. But just like on the Titanic, the band played on, so will this DJ. If something is going outside and I have to evacuate, I will be here because Brother Mark Savage and Chris Eagles and the Lost Boys deserve my merit and my praise. How's that? Round six. Here we go.
Okay, next we're going to have something unusual, rather. It comes from the Rod Stewart hit entitled Do You Think I'm Sexy? Let's give a warm welcome for Brother Mark Savage.
Can I hear y'all now? Can y'all feel it? Sugar, let me know if you really need me. Just scooch up, touch me. Come on, honey, feel me so.
Round six. Friday Night Fights. Brother Mark Savage versus the Lost Boys, featuring Chris Eagles. WMFO in Medford.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you up, I shook you up, and I turned you around. I turn you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget it's me who put you where you are now. And I can put you back there too. Don't you want me? I know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find. You think you change your mind? You better change it back. We will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh.
I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. But even then I knew I'd find a much better place, either with or without you. The 5 years we have had have been such good times. I still love you. But now I think it's time I live my life on my own. I guess it's just what I must do.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find when you think you change your mind. You better change it back or we will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, baby?
All right.
Don't you want me?
That's the Lost Boys.
Baby.
One of their many covers from over the years, local band from Boston. And all they did was covers. It was a little odd, but it was a 13-piece cover band, Lost Boys. People think, oh, is that the Kiefer Sutherland vampire movie? No. People say, oh, I remember the Lost Boys. I had some of their tapes back in the 80s. Didn't they open for Cars and Aerosmith? Weren't they that big 13-piece band? The answer is yes. All right, Lost Boys versus Brother Mark Savage from the album Trojans All the Way Live from Century Records from 1979. That is him covering a Rod Stewart hit, Do You Think I'm Sexy, Brother Mark Savage. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And going up against the Lost Boys, of course, and little Ricky Cormier in there as well. And pretty good stuff. We will move on to, by the way, the Stones took round five, beat the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jim Croce, Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass on the Way Out, round four. One less set of footsteps on your door in the morning. So round four, Jim Croce over Tom Petty. Round five, Rolling Stones over the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Round six is open. Brother Mark Savage versus the Lost Boys, featuring Chris Eagles and little Ricky Cormier in there as well. Everyone Loves a Good Brazilian is coming up next. Round seven, Everyone Loves a Good Brazilian. Songs about Brazil here. As far as I know. Yeah, as far as I know. Maybe not. Let's see. WMFO here in Medford. My name is Chris Earle, and we had Frank Sinatra versus Duran Duran, but I don't see it here. I had it queued up, and I'm missing it. So I'm going to move on to the next round. So anyway, a couple of votes coming in for Brother Mark Savage. We got quite a few votes for the Lost Boys as well. I will do Sing Sing 2, Electric Boogaloo. Sing Sing 2, it is going to be pop singer versus opera singer. It is John Mellencamp versus Cake. We will skip our Everyone Loves a Good Brazilian round, and we will go right into round 8. Round 8 is now round 7, not that anybody cares. Round 7, Sing Sing 2, Electric Boogaloo, pop singer versus opera singer. Which one do you like better? Go to WMFO.org, DJ Chat. There's a few people under there right now, or you can always call me, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, WMFO, here in Medford, Massachusetts. Sing Sing, round 2. Make your votes. John Mellencamp versus Cake.
I am an opera singer. I stand on painted tape. It tells me where I'm going and where to throw my cape. I call my co-star's brother. I call my co-star's name. I play both good and evil parts. Some people, they call me monster. Some after each performance, people stand around and wait just to tell me that they love my voice, just to tell me that I'm great.
Good stuff. Good stuff from Cake and from Mellencamp. Good stuff. I did find the round seven, so I will get to round seven next. Everybody loves a good Brazilian. Frank Sinatra versus Duran Duran is coming up. The Lost Boys are edging out Brother Mark Savage. You want to get a couple more votes in? You can. Round six. Get under the covers. Brother Mark Savage versus the Lost Boys featuring Chris Eagles. Everyone Loves a Good Brazilian is coming up next, but right now, Sing Sing 2, Electric Boogaloo, John Mellencamp versus Cake, pop singer. He put it out as a single, and it was in the top 40, I think, but it's not one of the more well-known John Mellencamp songs. By that point, he'd gone from John Cougar to John Cougar Mellencamp to just John Mellencamp, and then finally, just John. Anyway, and then there's Cake, of course. Cake is kind of their own band. It's like, as soon as you hear Cake, Cake is the kind of their own band. What the hell does that even mean, Chris? You know what I mean. Cake is their own. You listen to Cake, and you know you're listening to Cake. You're like, I'll have my cake and Edith, too. You remember that old joke? Anyway, I'm voting for, I love both of those songs. Opera Singer is a great, great tune. It's just, I love how it just has a crescendo in there, almost like a Manilow-esque. Like Barry Manilow, like that crescendo there. I don't know. What the hell am I talking about? That Mellencamp one's great, too. I love the fiddle player. I've seen her live a few times, and just amazing. I love that rock and roll fiddle, baby. Rock and roll fiddle. Let's bring back the rock and roll fiddle for 2025. What do you think? Everyone Loves a Good Brazilian. That's coming up next. It's Frank Sinatra versus Duran Duran. Frank Sinatra will open it with the coffee song. It is the coffee song. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Two songs about Brazil, as far as I know. Here we go.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. We'll be right back. find out later she smelled just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Come on. Come on. The chairman of the board talking about pickles and coffee and how well they go together. Not bad. Tough to beat. Very tough to beat here on round eight. Everyone loves a good Brazilian, including Duran Duran, who's already won. There you go. Duran Duran versus Frank Sinatra. We got to vote for Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board. The chairman of the board. Some people spell it B-O-R-E-D. I love the chairman of the board. Like I said, I love both of those songs. You know? Somebody was saying on the chat, Chris Earl's Midlife Crisis. Whatever. Don't really get that insult, but okay. I just played Frank Sinatra for you. Is that part of my midlife? For all you know, I'm 20 years old. I could be a woman. I could be like a 20-year-old woman here at WMFO in Medford. Who knows? Stop repressing me on the chat. Votes only, please. No commentary. Less commentary. Come on. I know that it's easy to hide behind the chat and complain about what you're listening to, but I have to play it for everybody. That's what you don't get. I have to do a little bit for me, a little bit for you, and a lot for everybody else. I've been doing it for 18 years. I know what the hell I'm doing. I'm bringing you around, baby. I'm bringing you around. I got 32 minutes left. You're going to hear something that amazes you. I'm using that word again, amazing. You're going to hear something that's amazing. And it might just be me ending the show. That might be amazing to you. It might be just like, I'm out of here. I'm going to Encore. I'm going to go spend some money, get myself a coffee sandwich. All the love. All the love. That's a nice place to go. All the love. By the way, Lost Boys won the Everyone Loves a Good Brazilian round. What do you think of that? The Get Under the Covers round, Lost Boys. Right now, though, Duran Duran is beating Frank Sinatra by a number of votes. And John Mellencamp basically won the Sing Sing 2 Electric Boogaloo. Let's do All of the Love. All of the Love. Here's a midlife crisis song, apparently. It is Coldplay, which came out like 2 months ago. So I do play some new stuff. I do play some old stuff. And I play a hell of a lot of 80s stuff because I like the 80s. What do you think of that? And then I got Love Power, some Dick Sean for you. Little Dick Sean for you there, chat boy. Here we go.
We've been through low, been through sunshine, been through snow. All the colors of the weather. We've been through high, every corner of the sky. And still we're holding on together. And you got all my love, whether it rains or pours, I'm all yours. You've got it remains.
round.
Love power. I'm talking about love power. The power of the sweet flower is gonna rule the earth. And there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine. When I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands, and life is fine, cause she understands. Walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage can. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flush it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her. And it runs into the river that we drink. Hey, where you stink? Man, it's later than you think. Girl, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. Talking about love power, the power of the little flower. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. That's our Hitler!
All right, all the love round is Dick Shawn from The Producers from 1968. And then we had Coldplay with a newer song from them, but it's kind of like their oldest songs. It sounds very similar to their oldest stuff, too. All My Love. All My Love. One of the users on the chat was like Cold Gay, but they voted for him. So they're a big fan of the Cold Gay, Coldplay. Pretty good. I know it's a little sappy, but it's good stuff. I love it. I love both of those. I wouldn't say both of those are amazing, but they're good. They're good. Let's see. I got about 24 minutes, and I definitely want to get to the heavyweight fight, which is Meatloaf versus Aerosmith today. And I need 17 minutes for that. So let's see. I got What's Up, Buddy? I got I'm Calling the Police. And I got Get Under the Covers 2. I think I'm going to go right in a row. I'm going to keep going right in a row, see if I can get to everything in time here. What's Up, Buddy? It is a guy named Carl Smith versus Nana Cherry from 1992, and Carl Smith, it's called Backup Buddy, and Nana Cherry is Buddy X. So we got the 50s versus the 90s coming up next here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Get your votes in. Go to WMFO.org, go to DJ Chat, or you can call me up on the studio line, 855-915-9636, 855-915-WMFO. Here is the beginning of our next round. It is the buddy round. What's up, buddy?
Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Oh, buddy, I've seen you winking your eyes at the dolly I've got with me. I'll whittle you down to a punier size if you don't let her be. She's pretty and cute as a dog can be. She's loving and cuddling, too. But her cuddlesome charms are only for me and not for the likes of you. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I've seen you making your play for the baby doll on my arm. You'd better back up and get out of my way. I'd hate to do you harm. I'll give you a hint that'll help you a lot. Get a doll's all your own. I'll give you most anything I've got, but leave my baby alone. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. That's why I'm a little bit jealous too. So back away, boy, don't give her the eye. Don't make me mad at you. I never have been the troublesome kind, but it's never too late to start. And trouble is what the joker will find that flirts with my sweetheart. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine.
What's up, buddy? Buddy round.
Call yourself family man, talking about the family's plans to bring the sweet talk deep and down. Works better than an average pickup line. You put your woman out to pasture on the promises you gave her last year. Peace and love is on your head, and the grass is greener.
There's Nana Cherry from 1992. I really like that album. It's called Homebrew. It came out in 92 when she, of course, did Buffalo Stance from a few years earlier. I think it was from 88 from the Raw Like Sushi album. I thought she was pretty amazing. She still comes out with some stuff every now and then, but I thought she should have had a bigger career than what she had there. She had a couple of hits, but then she kind of wandered into obscurity for the late 90s and 2000s on. I did have a couple more things here, but I really want to do the power ballad heavyweight fight here. So I'm going to skip I'm Calling the Police, which is basically a couple of police songs. I'm going to play that next week, I think. And then Get Under the Covers was Wallflowers versus Garbage. We already heard some covers. We will cover that next week. We will do the heavyweight fight. So let's just go to the voting here. So Frank Sinatra, surprisingly won over Duran Duran. I think it was we had a couple little tiffs going on the chat room. So I don't know if Frank Sinatra got a couple of votes just because of that, but it's a pretty great song, but definitely not as well known as the Rio from Duran Duran. I thought that was going to clean up there, but all right. I voted for Duran Duran, but yeah, a lot of people voting for Frank Sinatra there. It's just, I guess, you know, you're a Sinatra fan, you're a Sinatra fan, no matter what he does. I mean, I don't even think I've ever heard that song before. And I'm a pretty above average Frank Sinatra listener. All the Love. We have Coldplay versus Dick Shawn tied up right now. I will let that one go a little bit. John Mellencamp beats Cake. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but John Mellencamp beat by a vote, one vote from Cake. And What's Up, Buddy? Carl Smith versus Nana Cherry. I'm going Nana Cherry that round. I do like that Carl Smith song, too. Another one that I recently rediscovered. I've only heard that a couple times, but it's a fun little tune. Backup Buddy. It's pretty fun. It's not really how he says it, but you know what I mean. So, heavyweight fight. Let's do Meatloaf versus Aerosmith. It is going to be Meatloaf versus Aerosmith. It is a Meatloaf epic. An epic from 1993 from the Bat Out of Hell 2 album. It was played all over the U.S., all over the world, and became a gigantic hit for Meatloaf. As a matter of fact, it was his only number one hit. It was called I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. And a lot of people are like, whoa, wait a second. What would he do anything but that? What is that? What could that be? Well, the answer is at the very end of this 12-minute epic. He basically says, hey, I'm not going to cheat on you. End of story. He could have said it in like 10 seconds. But sometimes, like the Lord of the Rings, it's not the destination. It's the journey. Here we go. I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf versus Aerosmith, a cover. I don't want to miss a thing. Here we go. Last round here, Friday Night Fights, WMFO in Medford. Make your case on the DJ chat, and I will see you guys all next week. I will check in once more here, though, after this amazing epic from Meatloaf and the amazing Aerosmith. Well, not too amazing, but we'll see. Thank you.
I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love, but I won't. I won't do that. Anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all. And these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire. And some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Oh, will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me, no one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And I'll be there till the final. Some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And some nights I lose the feeling. And some nights I lose control. Some nights I just lose it all when I watch you dance and the thunder rolls. And maybe I'm lonely. That's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only. As long as the wheels are turning, so long, so long. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, 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 I won't do. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that.
But I'll never stop dreaming of you. I won't do.
Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this godforsaken town? Will you make it all a little less cold?
I can do that. Oh, I can do that.
Will you hold me safe? Will you hold me tight? Can you colorize my life? I'm so sick of black and white. Can you make
Take a breath, everybody. That's Meatloaf. He does answer it at the end. It's basically, hey, sooner or later you'll be screwing around. And he says, I won't do that. We don't even need to listen to Aerosmith. We don't need to listen to that. Meatloaf wins. Every time Meatloaf wins. It's the Friday Night Fights. Be here again next week, everybody. Edward is sitting here waiting in the ready. What do you have for a show today, Edward?
Well, we're going to kick it because we're kicking off the last month of 2024 here, and so many other things, like, you know, this is the last full month of the Biden presidency.
And, all right.
Yeah, so we're going to kick it tonight.
All right, so we're kicking it with Edward tonight. And next week I will be starting up the Friday Night Fights Christmas edition. I don't know who's going to be my guest next week, but I have a whole bunch of people, including Derek Gary, coming back from the grave on the 20th for our Christmas battle, as we've done for like the last 15 years here on WMFO, which will be fun. So we will have a number of people in for that as well. So looking forward to that. I will stick on a PSA, and Edward is at the ready for you. I will see all of you next week, everybody. Have a good weekend and enjoy yourself, time travelers. Thanks to everybody that came in and voted on the chat to DJ Chat. Thanks so much, everybody. Edward's coming up next. You guys have a great weekend. My name's Chris Earle, and good night.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my